The Israeli military is in the early stages of ground operations in the Gaza Strip. National Security Council spokesman John Kirby told reporters that this next phase of the war is intended to put Hamas leadership on the back foot.
It appears that what they're trying to do is really put a lot more pressure on Hamas leaders. And when you're trying to go after the leadership of an organization, as we well know from our own experience against ISIS and against Al-Qaeda, putting that pressure, you have to be able to apply a discrete amount of force. And that's easier to apply with soldiers than it is to apply from the air.
Israel's weeks-long air campaign against Hamas targets has come in for worldwide scrutiny because of its effects on Gaza civilians. Kirby says the U.S. has been in constant contact with Israel and has been urging its ally to stay within the rules of international conflict.
And I think that they certainly are making that effort. It doesn't mean that there haven't been civilian casualties. Tragically, there have been many, thousands of them. But unlike Putin in Ukraine, and unlike what Hamas did on October 7th, killing civilians is not a war aim of the Israeli Defense Forces.
However, some members of Congress have said Israel's response to the October 7th Hamas terrorist attack on southern Israel has gone too far. New York Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is one of 18 members of Congress who've called for a humanitarian ceasefire to allow aid deliveries into Gaza. She explained her position recently on an Instagram post.
Those war crimes do not justify the war crime of a blockade. It does not justify the war crime of collective punishment. It does not justify this indiscriminate bombing that we see.
But the National Security Council's John Kirby says a ceasefire would only take pressure off of Hamas.
We believe that a ceasefire right now benefits Hamas as Israel continues to prosecute their operations against Hamas leadership. What we have said should be considered and explored are temporary localized humanitarian pauses to allow aid to get to specific populations and maybe even to help with the evacuation of people that want to get out, move more to the south.
Meanwhile, the Israel-Hamas war has drawn protests and demonstrations in the U.S. and around the world. Most of them have been peaceful, but some have been violent, such as the mob that stormed an airport in Russia's Dagestan region after word got out of a flight that had landed there from Israel. Also, a rise in hate incidents have been reported by civil rights groups in the U.S. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre addressed the reports with reporters today.
There's no place for hate in America, and we condemn any anti-Semitic threat or incident in the strongest terms.
Jean-Pierre said college campuses in particular have seen an uptick in hate incidents. Anti-Semitic messages were projected onto a building at George Washington University in recent days, and the FBI is investigating online threats made over the weekend against Jewish students at Cornell University in upstate New York. Karine Jean-Pierre said the administration is taking action.
The Department of Education is expediting the process of making it easier for students and others who experience anti-Semitism, Islamophobia, or other discrimination to file a complaint under Title VI of the 1964 Civil Rights Act.
Second Gentleman Doug Emhoff, Education Secretary Miguel Cardona, and Administration Anti-Semitism Envoy Deborah Lipstadt held a meeting with leaders in the Jewish American community Monday about the uptick in anti-Semitic events on college campuses. For KPFA News, I'm Max Pringle.